Music with Heidi Rodewald, Krish Gundu, executive director of the Texas Jail Project, and Alec Karakatsanis, founder of the Civil Rights Corps and author of Copaganda, How Police and the Media Manipulate Our News. You can watch Criminal on the New Yorker Magazine website and YouTube channel. That does it for our show. Democracy Now!'s Nermeen Sheikh is speaking Saturday in St. Louis. You can check it out at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report.
I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent. I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
This is Kenny Joe. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Radio. Sorry for the slow start this morning. You heard the tail end of Phil Oakes's There But For Fortune. We're doing... My excuse for the slow start is we're going to do today something unusual. I'm going to get out of my comfort zone today and do a show that I've been thinking of doing for a long time, and was finally provoked into doing it by a trip to San Antonio earlier this month. Already they were preparing for the Day of the Dead celebration, which reminded me of an essay that rock critic Greil Marcus wrote in 1979 about all the musicians who had passed in the 70s. Mr. Marcus was annoyed, shall we say, by the frequent use of the word survivor in the rock music industry of the day. You had even had a group named Survivor, and you had countless songs and albums that had the word survivor in the title. If you questioned that, as I did when I first read it, I went further on and he listed about 50 of them. So I guess he was right. So he wanted to honor the non-survivors. And what he did was he set up what he called a sweepstakes, where the non-survivors got points in three categories. The contributions they made to the music industry before their death, the contributions that they would have made after their death had they not died, and the manner of death. All of these were very subjective categories, of course, and he assigned a number from 0 to 10 for each. And the winner happened to have 25 points. Nobody got a perfect 30 score. So what we're going to do is we're going to play songs today from musicians on that list, on the higher part of the list. And some of them are kind of obscure for some of you because they're across genres. Some of them even are from overseas. So I will be giving you a little explanation of why they are notable and how they fared in the sweepstakes, which is going to require me to do an awful lot more talking and indeed reading than I ever do on a show. But I hope at least some of you will get something out of this. This will be the first of our two end of October shows next Friday, which is actually Halloween. That doesn't happen on a Friday very often. We will do kind of a typical Halloween song show, but today it's going to be more of a Day of the Dead, or as some people put it, the Day of the Unliving. Okay. Already I'm tired of talking, and it's only 9:05, but yeah, things must go on. We will we'll do a couple of PSAs, get that out of the way, if I can find them. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm going to have to use both microphones today. I've never done that. One person, two microphones. Okay. How can we grow vibrant communities with trees? Tree-lined walkways and parking in every neighborhood. Excuse me. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Parks and parking are two diametrically opposed uses. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This has been a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. What else have we got for you? Hey, here's one about migraines. Just reading about migraines the other day. Kenny Joe used to have migraines, but he cured them. Here we go. Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 25% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. Parents understand how migraine impacts their children's ability to learn. Every child deserves a chance to flourish in school. Learn more at migraineatschool.org, sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients. Okay, that's our PSAs for the day. You know, I'm going to play the whole Tim Harden song. That wasn't right just to have a tiny little bit of it there. So we're going to play the whole thing. One thing I forgot to mention is Zomba will not be here today. He has another engagement, and he kindly offered me to take a few minutes of his airtime, so we don't have to stop at 10 o'clock. we're not going to go much beyond 10 o'clock, I assure you of that. But let me... this is how we're going to do this. We've already departed the script by playing Phil Oakes twice. But after this first set, which is going to have four songs in it, we'll do sets of three songs. And before the set begins, I will tell you the three artists involved and what may be notable about them. Phil Oakes died at 35. He was a suicide by hanging. And by the way, one troublesome thing about this is that very often Greil Marcus's explanation of the deaths do not coincide with what you see on Wikipedia, at least what you see today on Wikipedia. So, be aware of that. Phil's score was a 16. That's the lowest you're going to hear from today. He got 5 for past contributions, 3 for contributions he would have made if he had lived. But the manner of death score was his high one, 8. So here we go, There But For Fortune. Oh, well, I might as well tell you about, I'll tell you about the others after this.
Show me a prison, show me a jail. Show me a prison man whose face is growing pale. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me an alley, show me a train. Show me a hobo who sleeps out in the rain. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me the whiskey that stains on the floor. Show me a drunken man as he stumbles out the door. And I'll show you a young man with many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I. Show me a country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'll show you a young land with so many reasons why. And there but for fortune may go you or I, or I.
In the next set of three, we're going to hear from Keith Relf, Yardbirds lead singer, Janis Joplin, and King Curtis. Keith was he got a 7 score for past contributions to the industry, 0 for what would have been future contributions, but he got a big 9 for Manner of Death, which was he was electrocuted by his guitar while he was playing it at home. After that, we're going to hear from Janis Joplin. Most of you probably know more about Janis Joplin than the first two. Anyhow, she got a 10. Very few 10s were given, but she got a 10 for her contributions to the music industry, which I would agree with that completely. She was a bigger influence, I think, than most people realize. She had a 7 for missed future contributions, but she only got a 1 for Manner of Death. Greil was not impressed by people who left us through ODs. And the last song in that set is going to be from King Curtis. He's one of these people I think we need to talk about a little bit, or I want to talk about a little bit, because a lot of people might not be aware of him. He was a sax player and band leader. He not only did session music for rock groups, he also various jazz recordings. He was an excellent sax player, but I think he was most well known for a record that his name wasn't on the record. The Coasters' name was on the record. It was called Yakety Sax. That's the one we're going to play. What else can I tell you about it? He had a style all his own. He got a six for past contributions, four for missed contributions, eight for Manner of Death. He was stabbed in front of his New York home in a confrontation with a fella who was sitting on the stoop and didn't want to get out of the way. So here we go. First up is, if I have things set up right, Keith Ralph.
Tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells. Is this more important than the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if all wealth he doesn't strive. Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Well, mister, you're a better man.
side of the good road will end in Detroit. And the road will even end in Kathmandu. You could go all around the world trying to find something to do with your life, man. When you only gotta do one thing well, you only gotta do one thing well to make it in this world, man. You got a woman waiting for you, dear. All you ever gotta do is be a good man one time to one woman, and that'll be the end of the road.
First set of non-survivors in the 70s. We started off with Phil Oakes doing There But For Fortune, then Yardbirds doing Mister You're a Better Man Than I off of their first record released in the U.S. anyway. Or was it? No, it was off of Rave Up. It was their second record. And the non-survivor there being Keith Ralph, the vocalist. Nice little flash guitar part was Jeff Beck. Then we had Janis Joplin doing Cry Baby. And then we had a song by the Coasters, Yakety Yak, the non-survivor, in that case being King Curtis, who provided not only the sax solo, but the little yakety commentary while the Coasters were singing their song. That inspired another sax player, Boots Randolph, to release a hit record called, it was an instrumental called Yakety Sax, which was just his playing the sax with some backup. It was a theme song for a well-known TV show. I forget which one, though. So, anyhow, okay. I'm going to tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT, and then we'll play songs from more non-survivors of the 70s. Let's see, what do we got here? We have, first of all, on Sunday afternoons, we have another Ken in here. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, covering North America. Tune in Sundays from 2 to 5 only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And then what else do we have? Oh, okay, we have songs to stim to. Flap your hands, shake your head, and wiggle your ankles. Songs to stim the F out to above 3. Mixes for when you're overstimulated to bring you down from 140 BPM to a cool 70. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on WRCT FM. Okay, next set, we're going to have, we're going to start it off with somebody who probably very few of you have heard of, unless you spent some time in New Orleans, Scarface John Williams. His initial recordings were with Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns. He was one of a variety of lead vocalists they had. He was very helpful in getting payment from promoters. He did have a prominent scar from the top of his face to the bottom, and when promoters were presented with him at the end of a show, they usually came up with money. However, the fact of the matter is, the scar was not from hard living, but from a childhood automobile accident. John was probably achieved more notoriety as one of the Mardi Gras Indian chiefs. He was the big chief of the Apache hunters. He also had his own group, the TikToks, which not too many people have heard of outside of New Orleans. We're not going to play a song by him. We're going to play a song about him. There is a song that the Wild Chupitalis did in his honor. He got a 6 score for musical contributions, 3 for musical contributions that didn't happen because of his death, but he got a big 9 for manner of death. He was stabbed to death breaking up a fight outside a bar in the French Quarter. A big loss for the New Orleans Mardi Gras community. After that, we're going to have I think I have conflicting playlists. Oh, no, I see what happened. We're going to have Loman Pauling, who's probably another person that not too many people have heard from, but I think he was a very influential person, and Greil Marcus agrees with me. He got a 10 for musical contributions, a 4 for delayed, or I shouldn't say delayed, for contributions that he could have made had he lived, and a 4 for manner of death. 4 is about, that's better than O'Ding. He got a 4 for, quote, natural causes. The big thing about Loman Pauling was he was, the group he was with for his career was the Five Royals. He was their songwriter, and he was their guitar player. And he used the guitar in rock music like nobody did before him, and that everybody did after him. We're going to play a song of his that most people know because it, after the Five Royals recorded it, I think in 52, it became a big hit when the Shirelles did it. And then, incredibly, the Mamas and Papas not only did it, but made a hit out of it. That song is dedicated to the one I love. We'll play the original. And what else are we playing for? Oh, Howlin' Wolf. Alan Wolfe, he also got a 10 for musical contributions. Certainly his style of singing and his blend of blues and rock was very influential. Ask any member of the Rolling Stones and they will confirm that. So he got a 10 there. He got a 4 for future contributions that he About four. He was 65 when he died, and he died of natural causes. That gave him another four. So he had a combined score of 18, which is the same combined score as the other three folks in this particular set. So, okay, I've told you all I need to tell you.
Shaka move feet out here. And if you don't like what the big chief said, you just shaka move feet out here. Shaka move feet out here. Shaka move feet out here. But if you don't like what the big chief said, you just shaka move feet out here. Shaka move feet out here. Shaka move feet out here. If you don't like what the big cheese say, you just shock them both feet out here. And my brother, 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 John is gone. Hey now, brother, 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 John is gone. Well, I remember the morning, remember it well. Brother John is gone. Well, I remember the morning, my brother John fell. Brother John is gone. Well, I called when he died on the battlefield. Brother John is gone. And the rest of his gang won't bow, they won't deal. Brother John is gone. They talking about brother, 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 brother John.
Okay, in that set of 70s non-survivors, the first song we heard was by the, it was kind of an ad hoc group. I don't think they ever recorded anything other than the short album that this was on, The Wild Chupatulas. I think each one of the Neville brothers was in that group. Should have looked that up, but at least a couple of them were there. Anyhow, the song they sang was Brother John. And Brother John was Scarface John Williams, who had been murdered prior to that recording. And then we had the Five Royals. The person we were honoring there is Loman Pauling, who went by Pete, dedicated to the one I love. Pete was playing a guitar on that, as he was on all the Five Royals songs. And last but not least, we had Howlin' Wolf doing A Moanin' at Midnight. We got that, whatever your playlist might say, we got that song from a compilation of songs recorded by Sam Phillips. And this is one of the earlier songs that Sam recorded. Sam was into a lot more than just Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires. So that was Howlin' Wolf, big influence on the Rolling Stones. When they came over to tour, they always made it a point to hang out with Mr. Burnett, and to they even got him a couple of gigs. They got him a gig on one of the dance shows back then. I was bet that surprised the people there, but he passed away from heart failure. He was one of the at the age of 65, so don't feel too bad for Chester. So, okay, what do we got coming up? Good question, Kenny Joe. I hope you have something lined up here. Okay, yeah, first of all, here is the only guy in this whole Death in the 70s sweepstakes who got a unfootnoted 10 for Manner of Death. There are a couple of other people that got a 10, but that was dependent on us making some assumptions which were questionable. But nothing questionable about poor James Shepard. The song we're going to play is is Daddy's Home by Shep and the Limelights. But I will just read from the book here. Well, first of all, I will tell you he got a 7 for influence on the music community while living. 2 for the influences he would have had he not passed away, and then he got that 10. So he's the first guy with 19 here. Everybody else has been 16 or 18. There are no 17s. Anyhow, the brief description by Mr. Marcus of his manner of death was mob execution. And the footnote says, after losing a suit by the publisher of his 1960 hit, A Thousand Miles Away, in which he was accused of plagiarizing himself with the 1961 hit Daddy's Home, Shepard fell into penury and was forced to seek assistance from loan sharks. So that's the story. He wrote a hit record, he sold the rights to the hit record, and then when he did an answer song to the hit record, got sued, lost all his money, went to the mob. End of story. Okay. After that, we have Sandy Denny. I don't know what to say about Sandy Denny. She's a beautiful voice, beautiful singer, drank too much. And I don't think anybody disputes that her death occurred after she fell down a set of stairs. But Sandy fell down often, and it was not quite clear that that last fall was the one that did her in. She was with the Fairport Convention, and after that, Fathering Gay, and after that, did a lot of great solo work. Anyhow, she got a 10 for influence, a 5 for lost future influence, and a 6 for Manner of Death. And then we'll finish it up with Graham Parsons, who he got 7s all the way across, 7 for influence, for actual influence, 7 for lost influence due to his death, and 7 for Manner of Death. He Yeah, I know we're not supposed to talk about drugs, but what can I say? He OD'd. That's what happened. And then there's a footnote there. You know, as I mentioned, OD's only got 1 point. Why did he get 7? Well, the footnote says, body stolen and burned in desert. 6 points added for the melodrama. So that's how Graham got up so high. So those are the three people that'll be in the next set. Starting it off with Shep in the Limelight's James Shepherd singer.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently. In your eyes, Dad.
he drinks up his whiskey. Another, he drinks up his wine. And they'll drink till their eyes are red with hate. For those all a different kind. Oh, help the sun slow. And you don't have any love. When the rivers run thicker than trouble, I'll be there.
Tell you what was in that last set. I'm reading off what the computer thinks I played, which is a little different from what I thought I played. Shep and the Limelight started it off with Daddy's Home. James Shepard being the person there who achieved such a high score in the 70s non-survivors sweepstakes. He came in at 19. After that, we had Fairport Convention doing Genesis Hall. The honoree here is Sandy Dennis. Excuse me, Sandy Denny. If I'm not, that was off on Halfbreaking, which I think was Fairport Convention's first CD. But the incredible thing for me about that song was not only Sandy's vocals, which always get to me, but Richard Thompson wrote that when he was either 18 or 19 when he wrote it. And I think it's safe to say that Kenny Joe had to live twice that long before he had any idea what that song was about. I'm amazed that anyone could have written that at that age. And then last but not least, certainly Graham Parsons doing That's All It Took. The female vocal, as it was throughout that record that was off of his GP CD, was Emmy Lou Harris. The two of them recorded a Graham Parsons record after that, Grievous Angel, and it was recorded shortly before Graham passed away. Graham was married, and she quickly changed the cover art on that CD before it was released to get Emmy off of it. She let the vocals stay on the record, though, fortunately. Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell you about one of our underwriters here. Here we go. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, and savory hand pies. Cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Okay. Let me tell you, make a couple more comments, not only on what's coming up on the next and final set, but about this Greil Marcus's essay. I am not playing everybody on this essay. So for if you've been hanging around waiting to hear some Elvis, not going to happen. He got a very high score, 22, but, you know, can't play everybody. Maybe I could if I did this often enough, but I don't think I'm going to. What else should I say? Oh, apparently, I've not been able to find this, but apparently Mr. Marcus did this for more than just people who passed in the 70s. His final note here, first of all, I'm going to say I'm going to give it away. The two people that tied for first place were Jimi Hendrix and Ronnie Van Zant, both with scores of 25. And Greil says, if no one matched the all-time scores of Buddy Holly, who got a 26, or Sam Cooke, who got a 27, there was at least no dearth of attempts. Rock death made the decade what it was. Without plenty of non-survivors as a yardstick, survivors and their chroniclers, for, after all, when one praises another as a survivor, the praise rebounds upon oneself. Okay, it's 10 o'clock. If you weren't listening earlier, let me tell you that Zombo is not going to be here live, but when I wrap this up with one more set of three songs, you will hear pre-recorded Zombo. So bear with me, and you will get your weekly dose of Zombo. He will be back next week, as will I. And I should tell you, since it is 10 o'clock, you're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.